morning. Another good day, Wednesday, to prepare for AFC South team. Looking forward to it. The guys are seem to be dialed in and tuned in. And the one good thing, I don't think they're reading all the clips that people are writing about them and the things they're saying about them. And they seem to be on a pretty even keel, which is always a good thing. And they're ready to work. We had a good day of practice yesterday and looking forward to another good day with short yardage and goal line and third down.
Just how encouraging was that performance on Sunday in terms of the number of plays that your guys made in that game?
Very encouraging. That's one of the things that the barometer of coming along is the amount of plays that you can make on the football. And I think the guys did that. We still have a little bit of work to do on third down and some other places, but we feel good about where we are and the progress that we're making.
That Harrison delivers in the end zone to basically prevent the touchdown against Calvin, what is the long-term impact of that, of putting that on tape? And obviously guys can see what he's capable of.
We want people to – well, we want to put physical play on tape. We want to put show people that we're going to run to the ball, and when they play the Minnesota Vikings, that it's going to be a long day in terms of a physical ball game. So that's the way we want to play, a physical style of football. And it was good to see that that Harrison did get the ball out.
Skill set and what it could mean to your defense.
At the Senior Bowl, we knew. I think everyone knew that he was a good player. I don't know if we had any bad players at the Senior Bowl, but what you want to see if what you see on tape really matches up with what you get in terms of. The individual work that Coach Woods did with him, he showed that he was most big players. They get to be a little leggy. They don't change directions well, and Harrison did do that. And he was a smart, instinctive ball player. So that was good to see that all those things that you thought that were on tape, really, when you got to see them, they turned out to be true.
We stood out, whether it was that play against Jacksonville, the end of overtime, I think it was, and then this play against Calvin Johnson. How's he played in all the other spots where, the average person watching may not, recognize how well a safety mm-hmm. is playing?
One instance was the big circle post that he had when Calvin Johnson, they rolled out and they threw down the field, and that wasn't necessarily his play. He did a great job of coming from the backside and making a play on the football, and he does that more often than not. And there's been some other plays where he's made up for some other people. And when I was in Indy, Coach Dungy used to call that kind of the, so to speak, eraser, that he can erase some mistakes that maybe other people make. And that's been a good thing that he's done since he's been here.
In the first quarter on Calvin Johnson, or was it later in the game?
I'm not sure if it was the second quarter, but it was a long pass down the middle of the field that he came from the backside and almost intercepted. I think Calvin Johnson may have knocked it out of his hands, but outstanding play in terms of covering a lot of grass, chewing up grass, and making a play on the football.
How quickly has he learned the defense compared to other rookies you've coached?
Ooh, that's tough. You know what? They're all different. Everyone has a learning curve. They're all different, and especially since everyone comes from a different system in college, and some of the things may be similar and some may not be, but I would say extremely well, in the top half, so to speak, even higher than that. But he's just – really what helps him is that he's instinctive and he understands football. So that helps him a lot. The concepts that we're asking him to do, he can put them up on the board. He understands them and he takes them out on the football field, which is really what you want him to do.
What have you thought of Jasper in the nickel the past 2 weeks?
He's done a great job. He's taking command of the huddle. The huddle is his. The defense is his. And we see him growing and feeling more comfortable with leading the group from the huddle to making the calls to executing those calls in nickel. So we feel good about that.
Talk about his downhill run traits in the run game. But when uh-huh. he's in those zones in the middle, that hit he makes on, I think it was Calvin Johnson on a third down play right at the sticks in that last game.
Right.
Is that sort of where that skill set can still show up in the passing game? If he's got things in front of him, he can still explode to the football?
Yeah. And not just that, but we're asking him also to run down the middle of the field and play essentially a deep third in cover two. But for sure, that's what we like about him, that one play – was outstanding in terms of him just seeing the quarterback moving as the quarterback's eyes moved and then breaking on the ball, anticipating the throw, and in the end was making the tackle. That's important, too, that he hit him and there were no yards after the catch. So that's exactly what we're asking him to do in that instance.
You guys have always had pretty good pressure from your defensive line, obviously, but when you get some other people involved in that Everson Griffin guy mm-hmm. getting a couple sacks, what does that do just for matchups and being able to rotate guys in like that?
Well, first of all, it keeps guys fresh. We want to make sure that at the end of the ball game, that when it comes down to 2 minutes, and most ball games do come down to the 2 minutes, that we have enough guys that are fresh and ready to go and that can hunt. And we want guys to be able to run to the football and hunt in those two-minute situations. And the more guys that you have that are playing in those first quarter, second quarter, and third quarter, the fresher guys will be when it comes down to close the ball games out.
Familiarize yourself with Everson's skill set back when you first got here. What were the things that stood out that you really wanted to utilize?
I remember the first day I was looking at tape sitting in my office, and there was a blur going across the screen, and I was thinking, you know, is that a linebacker? Is that a safety running across the field? And I went back and forth a couple of times, and I got my program out, and I looked at it, and it was like Everson Griffin. And I looked at his height and weight, and I was thinking, wow, we have something here. And, you know, I went across the hall and talked to the linebackers coach, and I talked to the Coach Daly. And he told me kind of who he was, what his background was, and I was excited to see that how big he was, how fast he was, and I just wanted to make sure that we put him in positions that we thought that he could be successful in. And that's what I think the defensive staff has done, to place him in spots that he could flourish.
Fourth down situation against Detroit, it looked like Stafford thought that they had that blocked up back there. Did you guys just catch him in a good look with that blitz, or why did that work?
I'm not sure why it worked. It just you know, I'm not sure what his thinking was, but I think he tried to throw an outlet pass to the running back, and B-Rob jumped, which gave enough time for Everson to get there. So it just worked out perfectly in that situation.
How many other blitzes did you call?
I think it was three, I think. Not quite sure, but three.
Is that a good sign in your mind for how
every – you know what? Every game's a little bit different. There'll be some times when we'll maybe blitz a lot more because it's needed. The staff thinks that that's what will work that week, and sometimes this was a week – or the Detroit game was a week that we didn't think we needed a whole bunch, and the game plan called for us to play a little bit more coverage. So – every week's a little bit different in how we approach it.
As you're watching Chris Johnson now on tape, do you get a feel for what went well last weekend that wasn't there for him the first 3 weeks?
You know what? I've seen him for the last few years being in the AFC South, and I don't put a whole bunch of stock into maybe what happened the first couple of ball games. I know they looked dynamic in the preseason, and I know that he's a dynamic running back, and if you give him 1 inch, it's 1 inch too much. And so we have to make sure that we corral him and take care of him, because the first 2 or 3 weeks, I know that he can get out. So that the 39 yards that he may have put up 1 week, and I maybe it was 41 the next, that usually doesn't happen with him. So we have to make sure that we take care of our job and not look at those two ball games and think that's going to happen every week.
What are the biggest things you have to take away with him to keep him from being explosive?
Hopefully the quarterback doesn't give him the ball. No, just really just, you know, we have to keep our leverage, make sure that we don't give him the edge. In the same vein, we have to make sure that we don't let him just run straight down the middle of the field. He has tremendous speed. He has tremendous change of direction. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. So we just need to make sure that all eyes are on him when he's anywhere close to the football. And all 11 hats to the football.
Hasselbeck, anything with him that obviously he's a guy that gets a ball out quick, and that's, you know, blocker would have been.
Yeah, you know what? It's always tough when you're facing a guy that's been in the NFL as long as he's been, and as intelligent, smart, there isn't anything that we're going to design that he hadn't seen. So we have to make sure that we execute our game plan and know that he's going to complete passes. know that he's going to be able to see the coverages and just make sure that we execute what we're doing and not worry so much about worried about him. Thanks, guys. Uh-huh.